The sounds of Africa you might expect at this moment could be possibly bombing in Libya or maybe more of that conflict out of the Ivory Coast. Certainly you wouldn't expect to hear this. But the Takeaways' Femi Oke is here to talk about this sound. That is Central Africa's only symphony orchestra, the Kinshasa Symphony. And the story of these musicians, the very unique story of them, is going to be shown at the New York African Film Festival tonight in a documentary called The Kinshasa Symphony. Family, you've seen the documentary already.
I have, yes.
And you say this is one of the best-kept secrets of the Congo.
It's an extraordinary story about an unusual orchestra. To understand why they're so unusual, the backdrop of the Democratic Republic of Congo is really important to understand. So it's an old colonial country, old Belgian colony. So it has some baggage that goes with it. In the 1960s, it was plagued with corruption. And then between 1998 and 2003, it had a war that was so big. It was called Africa's World War. Over 3 million people died in that war, a regional war with all of the neighboring countries involved in that. And then in the middle of that war, a gentleman called Armand Diagenda, who wasn't a professional musician, he was just a music lover, decided that he wanted something beautiful to come out of the capital, Kinshasa, and he set up the orchestra. That's the background to the Kinshasa Symphony.
That may be what he wanted to do, but starting a symphony orchestra, I mean, that's a little different than starting a band. I mean, especially to run an orchestra in Kinshasa.
It's still a post-conflict country, so there are so many challenges. I spoke to Armand Diagenda last week. He's the conductor and founder of this orchestra. And I asked him, the first question was, where on earth do you find classically trained musicians in Kinshasa?
Not all the members of the orchestra knew how to play music. Most of them at the very beginning didn't know anything about classical music. We trained most of them, and step by step, now they are able to play.
And that's Armand speaking through an interpreter to me last week. Another issue, Celeste, instruments. Where do you find your instruments from? When they started, they had 4 violins, 12 violinists. So they were playing shifts. So one violinist would play the violin.
They shared instruments.
Pass it on to his buddy. Then another one would play a violin, pass it on to his buddy. And when they don't find the instruments, they can't borrow the instruments, they're not sent the instruments, the orchestra manager actually makes them. And he has a double bass. So he had a double bass. He sacrificed. He ripped it apart, saw how it was put together, and now he makes the woodwind instruments for the actual symphony orchestra, makes them himself from all the local wood in the market. So they're full of ingenuity.
So, I mean, what kind of response have they gotten there where they are? I mean, is this an orchestra that's going to last? Orchestras have a hard time sustaining.
The locals thought they were a little bit batty to start off with. They thought they were bizarre. But now people are queuing up, not only just to hear them play this extraordinary music, which it is for this region of the world, but also to be part of the orchestra. It gives people who have just a hard time just getting through daily life, it gives them something to actually have a passion about, to love and enjoy in Kinshasa.
Okay.
Music is the thing.
Music is the thing.
That's right.
And also what Armand says he wants to do is change European classical music and actually infuse it with the passion and also the spirit of the Congo. You can actually hear it in this piece. This is Ravel's Bolero. I will leave this with you. This is the Kinshasa Symphony Orchestra and their version of Ravel's Bolero.
Kinshasa Symphony playing at the New York African Film Festival tonight and Friday at the Walter Reed Theater in New York. And you can read more about it with Femi blogging at thetakeaway.org/blog.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.